Want to learn how to pray? Who better to teach us than Jesus himself? That's what we're going to talk about on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned, because here we go. Hey there, you come on in and make yourself at home. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be here with you again on Blog Talk Radio. Also, the program is carried on TuneIn Radio or iTunes. So however you're listening, you are welcome here every Monday through Friday as we talk about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. Now, each Friday on the program, what we do is look ahead a few days at the Sunday Mass readings. That's what we're going to do today as we look at the Mass readings for Sunday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time. So this is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're at the halfway point. That's unbelievable. I know that we have been, I've been saying that we've been nearing the halfway point, but we're at week 17. And since there are 34 weeks in Ordinary Time, there are 33 numbered weeks, plus the following Sunday is the Solemnity of Christ the King. So that's 34 in total. We're at the halfway point. What that means is that we are halfway through the liturgical or the church year. And after that, once we're done the church year, we'll enter the Advent season and begin a new church year. So that's where we stand in the church. According to the church calendar, we've got some great readings today. We're going to discuss how it is that we should pray. And so you're going to see some great advice coming from the from Sacred Scripture today as we look at these readings. I do want to highlight that today is the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene. And I think it would probably be worth our time to talk a little bit about St. Mary Magdalene. So I'll do that after we pray. But let me talk about a couple of items of business. I was working with the gentleman who does my graphic design work today about the banner that we're going to be using for total consecration. I'm really excited about this. It's becoming real now. September the 4th, we kick off total consecration on this program. It will be unlike, and I've done this for 5 years, it will be unlike any other total consecration ever done, because I'm using a unique preparation. I'm using the best of the best this year. I'm going to take all the books that I have, compare them with St. Louis de Montfort's instructions, and come up with a 33-day plan that is going to blow you away. And how do I know that? Well, it's not because I worked it out yet, because I didn't. The reason I know that is because I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work on this. And every time I get the Holy Spirit involved, it always works out much better than if I did it myself. So we're going to get the Holy Spirit involved. We're going to ask the Blessed Mother and St. Louis de Montfort to intercede. And we are going to truly prepare for 33 days to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. So we begin on September the 4th, which is a Sunday. A little bit unusual to do that. But if you've been with me in the past when I did total consecration, you'll remember that we go through the weekends. And the reason is because it is a 33-day preparation period. I want to make sure that I don't leave you alone on the weekends. You know, I don't, not that I don't trust you, but I want to make sure that you are not left hung out to dry. I'm going to be with you. We're going to get through this together. We do 30-minute shows during the week. The weekend programs are 15 minutes in length, so I have to talk a little bit faster. Cut out some of the small talk to make sure that we can get all of the material in. But this is going to be really good, and it will help us to really take our preparation seriously. And you've heard my reasoning. I felt that sometimes when we use the same old book each year, even though it's a good one, a little lukewarm, maybe a little complacent, a little like, oh, I've heard this before. Okay, great, I got that. I got more important things to do. So if we can keep it fresh, if we can keep the consecration fresh, I think it'll have much more of an effect. So whether you are doing it for the first time or whether you're renewing your consecration, as I am, you're going to get a lot out of this because it will be dynamic, it will be new, and it will be unlike any preparation out there. No other radio show does this. So that's why I'm so excited about this. And yes, we'll use part of Father Michael Gately's 33 Days to Morning Glory. We'll use part of the plan developed by the Montfortian fathers. They actually have a few different ones that they've done through the years. So we'll do all these, we'll put them together, and we'll really focus on being true to St. Louis de Montfort's guidelines. All right, so for more information, you could stay tuned for more information. I'd recommend that you get on my mailing list. You could do that by going to followingthetruth.com and just submitting your email address so that you can be notified of anything. In case I send out an email, you'll be notified of what exactly we're doing. But as long as you hang out with me here, I'll make sure that you're informed of everything that is coming up. Quick reminder that next week I will be heading out to Chicago for a couple days to attend the Catholic Marketing Network trade show. So if you're in the area and you're going to be going to the trade show, make sure you stop by and say hi to your buddy Gary. I would look forward to meeting you. It's going to be a busy couple of days. I've got meetings out there. I've got book signings. I've got taping of the EWTN Bookmark TV program. They always are taping out at the Catholic Marketing Network. Plus, I got to get to catch up with a lot of my old friends. So if you are going, please make sure that you say hi. I'd love to meet you. And I will pre-record the shows, so you will have programs even when I'm gone. Let's see. Anything else going on? Monday morning, I will be appearing on the Morning Glory radio program on EWTN Radio with Brian Patrick, talking about my recent blog post, A Two-Second Prayer That Will Change Your Life. And that prayer is, Come Holy Spirit. Nothing that complicated, but it's incredible exactly what can happen when you really let the Holy Spirit work in your life. So I'll be talking about that, and I hope you can tune in. That will be at 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time, 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time on Morning Glory. So please tune in if you're able to. I always like doing that show. It always is a great time. It's one of those shows that goes really fast. And I don't know where the time goes when I do that program. It just flies by. We do about a 10-minute interview or so, 10-minute or 15-interview, 10-minute or 15-minute interview. And it's a great time talking with Brian Patrick and Gloria Purvis. Okay, you are really helping me out when it comes to your Amazon purchase. Please remember, I want to keep this show free of charge. I want my full-time ministry to keep going. If you like what I do, every time you shop at Amazon, please, instead of just going to Amazon.com in your browser, simply go to followingthetruth.com first and then click on the Amazon link there. If you like coffee, if you want the best coffee you've ever had in your life, try Mystic Monk Coffee. Again, that is also available from my website. And of course, I definitely need your financial donation. So if you're able to do that, that would be wonderful too. These are the ways that you can keep me in operation, and we can keep this show free of charge, and I can keep doing what I'm doing, which I want to do, and you become a valuable part of my team. And trust me, you are a valuable part of my team. You're the reason why I am still here, and you are in my prayers every day. Okay, but take a quick sip of the beverage du jour. And if you notice, it's really hot here. I don't know what it is. It's in the mid-90s in the Philadelphia, South Jersey area, but I'm still drinking my coffee. I'm using my Mystic Monk coffee mug, beautiful coffee mug. Love this mug. And I do not have Mystic Monk coffee in it, I must say. Today I have some 8 o'clock coffee, some decaf 8 o'clock coffee. Had a lot of caffeine today, and I'm trying to chill out. I want to be able to sleep tonight, so that's why we've got the decaf coffee. Hope you've got a good beverage and snack, and you are ready to get started. Let's do our prayer, and we'll come back. We'll talk about St. Mary Magdalene, and then we will launch into Sunday's Mass readings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. We are so grateful, Father, for the many blessings that you have given to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to us. Father, please bless us and our families, those around us. Help us to share your good news with those people that we encounter each and every day. Father, we ask you to help those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are dealing with doubt or despair, those who are facing financial difficulty, those who might be, pardon me, dealing with those who might be dealing with addictions, those who are facing religious persecution, dealing with maybe extreme weather conditions. We ask you to help them all. We also present to you our own personal needs, whatever they may be. Father, we give you, I give you this show, and I ask you to speak through me, to use my voice to proclaim your message, and please open our minds and our hearts to be able to be receptive to that message. We pray for peace in the world, Father, for an end to abortion. We pray for our government leaders, that they may follow your law at all times. We pray for our priests, our religious, and our deacons, and we ask for vocations, for increased vocations. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her help as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. Always great to start off the show that way. I am Gary Zimak. You are listening to The Gary Zimak Show. I came up with that name of the program myself. It's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. You see what a creative guy I am. We do this program every Monday through Friday at 8, every Monday through Friday for 30 minutes each night. In the past, we used to do it at 8 o'clock every night Eastern time, but now I upload the podcast generally earlier than that time. So whenever you want to listen is fine. It's generally uploaded by at least 8 p.m. Eastern time every night. And if you have any questions about anything that we talk about, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Use that same email address if you would like me to speak at your parish. And I'm currently booking for 2017, but I have some openings left in 2016. If you want me to come out, just let me know. You know what's funny? When I started this show, my wife Eileen is really suffering from allergies today. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but all of a sudden my allergies are really getting bad. It must definitely be something in the air. So I apologize if my throat sounds a little scratchy. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene, and let me just read a little bit about her, a little biography. Christ exorcised 7 demons from Mary Magdalene, and then she followed him. She beheld the crucified Lord on Golgotha. She beheld the resurrected Lord beside the empty tomb. On her lips, the Easter sequence places this cry of joy, "Christ, my hope, has risen." And our Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has this to say about Mary Magdalene. Every Christian relives the experience of Mary Magdalene. It involves an encounter which changes our lives. The encounter with a unique man who lets us experience all God's goodness and truth. Who frees us from evil, not in a superficial and fleeting way, but sets us free radically. Heals us completely and restores our dignity. So, St. Mary Magdalene, it's a really cool story, and the gospel from today's Mass tells the story of Mary Magdalene going to the tomb on the first day of the week. She goes to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and she saw the stone removed from the tomb. And what did she do? She ran and went to Simon Peter, the other disciple whom Jesus loved, commonly thought of as John, and said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Here's what I find really neat about this story. Mary went to the tomb to anoint the dead body of Jesus. Remember, so many people, including his close followers, forgot the fact that he said he would be rising from the dead. They really thought that this was the end of the line. Mary goes while it's still dark, you know, and I look at this in a similar way to those times in my life when everything looked dark and I'm sad, I'm depressed, I'm almost hopeless. Have you been there? You might be there now, in fact. And what happens? We forget about the fact that the Lord is there. If you notice, Mary ran to the apostles and said, "They've taken the Lord from the tomb. We don't know where they put him," never thinking about the fact that he might have risen from the dead as he said he would. So she stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, two angels in white were sitting there and appeared to her. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." While she said this, who turned to her but Jesus? And Jesus said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Who did she think it was? She thought it was the gardener. And she said, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And it was at that point that Mary recognized the fact that it was Jesus. So I want you to picture yourself as we celebrate the life of St. Mary Magdalene today. I want you to picture yourself. And you might be in that dark place right now. You might be sitting outside of the empty tomb, looking at something in your life, viewing it as hopeless, viewing it as a complete disaster. And I want you to remember that if you turn around like Mary did, Jesus is with you. You don't have to go find, you don't have to run around looking for him. He is with you. And this is the beautiful thing about the way the Lord operates. He will call your name just as he did with Mary, because he cares about your problems. Sometimes we think Jesus is too busy. He's got a lot of other things to do. He doesn't care about my problems. Well, he does. And this is evidence of it. He cares about what you're going through. Just make sure you do what Mary did eventually and recognize him and turn around and ask him to help you. But if you're feeling lonely tonight, if you feel like nobody cares, there is somebody who really does care, and that's your friend Jesus. Jesus, your Lord, your Savior, your best friend. He cares about the problems that you are facing. So please keep that in mind. It's a very good thing to think of, especially if you're having a bad day. Always remember, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares about your problems. And Jesus wants to help you. So turn to him and ask St. Mary Magdalene to intercede on your behalf. Okay, does that sound good? Now, I want to get to the Sunday Mass readings for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. What we'll do is, I like to read them all and then try to tie them together and look for a common message. All right, that sound good? So this way, when you go to Mass on Sunday, you're prepared because you've already heard the readings. You won't be hearing them for the first time. The first reading from the 7th Sunday in Ordinary Time is from the book of Genesis, Genesis 18, verses 20 through 32. In those days, the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sins so grave, that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." While Abraham's visitors walked on farther toward Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" The Lord replied, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke up again, "See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes? What if there are 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of the 5? He answered, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." But Abraham persisted, saying, "What if only 40 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it for the sake of the 40. Then Abraham said, "Let not my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there." Still Abraham went on, "Since I have thus dared to speak to my Lord, what if there are no more than 20? The Lord answered, "I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But he still persisted, "Please let not my Lord grow angry if I speak up the last time. What if there are at least 10 there?" He replied, "For the sake of those 10, I will not restore it." Now, if you're like me and you're reading this first reading, you're thinking, "Oh man, Abraham is really testing the Lord's patience. Don't you get that feeling? Like, I can't believe he's going to ask again. But here's what you need to remember. The Lord isn't like you. He's not like me. The Lord doesn't lose his temper. The Lord doesn't get impatient. Yes, in Scripture, sometimes in the Old Testament, you will hear reference to the patience of the Lord, to the fact that the Lord gets angry. That is an anthropomorphism. That's not really a factual statement. That's a literary technique, a literary device, where the where human qualities are given to God. When the writers will talk about his impatience, and that's a technique to help us to understand a little bit. But God, by his very nature, doesn't change. God can't change because he's God. Therefore, he can't lose his temper, he can't get angry, he can't grow impatient, etc. Here's what is really powerful about this, and this is why this is such a great first reading. The Lord wants us to continually ask for what we need. Don't think you're bothering him. He loves you, and he wants you to turn to him with all of your needs. Continue to pray. Continue to ask for what you need. Now, of course, accept the answer that he gives. You might not like the answer, but if you really love him, you'll accept the answer that he gives you. But you absolutely should continue to ask for what you think you need. What about if it's not something he wants you to have? Well, don't worry about it. If he doesn't want you to have it, he's not going to give it to you. You can tack on to the end of your prayers, "If it's your will, Lord." Or, "Here's what I want, but not as I will, but your will be done." That's how Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. So you've got a good example of prayer right there. But this is a great reading for us, this first reading, because it reminds us that the Lord does hear prayers. He hears prayers when we intercede for other people. This is what Abraham's doing here. He's interceding for the people. God does hear those prayers. The Psalm for Sunday, Lord, on the Psalm, it's Psalm 138, "Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me," which is exactly what happened in that first reading. "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name because of your kindness and your truth. For you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. The Lord is exalted. Yet the lowly he sees, and the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk amid distress, you preserve me. Against the anger of my enemies, you raise your hand. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands." That is and the Lord won't forsake the work of his hands. The Lord created us. The Lord will take care of us. Just remember to turn to him. Let me continue on so I can get through the readings. Then we'll try to really give you the common theme here. The second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. "Brothers and sisters, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross." The reminder here is that we have been given the gift of eternal life in heaven because of what Jesus did on the cross. That's a tremendous gift. That is an example of just how much the Lord loves us. And if you look at this first reading, as you'll see in the gospel, the reminder for us all, the message that we all need to recall, is that God loves us tremendously. And because he loves us unconditionally, he wants what's best for us. And that's why when we ask for what we think we need, we will always receive what we need. Not necessarily what we want. We'll receive what we need and when we need it. So even if you're impatient, even if you would like to receive the answered prayer more quickly, you've got to trust in the Lord's timing. Let's do this gospel now. It's from Luke 11, verses 1 through 13. I really love this. Listen to this. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him." And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The Lord has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is a powerful gospel, isn't it? Because here's what the message is coming through loud and clear. Ask and you will receive. In these readings today, that's the message. Your Father in heaven loves you. Your Father in heaven loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to redeem you. And Jesus and the Father sent the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is technically the love between them. Then that Holy Spirit is going to help you to get through life and to live your life in a way that would please the Lord. So you really are taken care of. But don't hesitate to ask. I think a lot of times we do feel that we're not hearing anything, so we'll stop praying. If God doesn't want to answer, if God wants to say no to you, I should say. I almost said if God doesn't want to answer your prayer, but that's not true because he'll always answer your prayer. If God wants to say no to you, he's going to say no to you. If he's not saying anything, that doesn't necessarily mean no. So keep asking. I can't emphasize that enough, because we have this tendency that if we pray and we don't get the answer quickly enough, we have a tendency to stop praying, which is a big mistake. Oftentimes, the Lord wants to make sure that we stay close to him, or that we grow closer to him. And one of the ways he does that is by not giving us an answer immediately. Okay? By not giving us an answer right away, what the Lord will do is ensure that we keep turning to him, because he loves us so much, he understands that we can be weak. And because we can be weak, he helps us. And if he wants us to continue to talk to him, knowing that we might abandon him, I mean, this is a great example of his unconditional love. You and I, if somebody was doing that to us, we would say, you know what, I'm going to just forget it. If they don't want me, if they're going to abandon me when I help them out, I'm not even going to help them, right? We get like that sometimes. But the Lord doesn't get like that. He loves us unconditionally. There are no conditions on his love. So he's going to do whatever he has to do to love us and to help us. That's a really loving father, isn't it? So keep that in mind today and continue to believe that he wants you to ask for whatever you need, and that he will grant those intentions that are best for us. If you have any questions over the weekend, let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Don't forget about Total Consecration. Don't forget all of my sponsors so you can help me keep this program on the air. I appreciate all your help. I will be praying for you, and I would ask you to pray for me as well. I would really, really appreciate it. Monday morning, 7:45 a.m. Eastern, Morning Glory with Brian Patrick. Hope you can catch the show. Otherwise, God willing, I'll see you Monday night. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.